Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on this platform, which allows these guys to really showcase what they bring, kind of get into the nooks and crannies and behind the scenes to what makes these guys kick and why they are on the radar of most NFL scouts and teams out there. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you always know they're available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we post their draft bio page at CollegeToPro.com as well. We always like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about these guys. We give you a draft evaluation. We put their highlights on there if they're available. We give you their college bios. We give you their height, weight, all those good numbers. We give you their pro day numbers when those are arrived. So like I said, it really is the one place where you want to really kind of dive into a prospect and find out what the guy who could be playing for your favorite team brings. Then you kind of want to go to the C2P. With that said, we're going to be joined with a fantastic guest today. And when you talk about versatility, this is one of the best ones we've had in a while. You know, I always like the love that Jabril Peppers gets, the Michigan Wolverines safety, you know, because he's played linebacker and, you know, he's done some jet sweeps at the quarterback position, doing some running back stuff. But today's guest, Dakota Conwell, West Liberty quarterback, dual threat quarterback. And then he also arrived as a freshman and played linebacker at Arizona with the Wildcats. So that is off the charts for versatility there. And I can't wait to get him on. He's going to call in a minute. He just gave us a text saying he may be about a minute late, but excited to get him on. We have a great lineup of interviews throughout the day. We have Casey Blazer, the Duke offensive tackle. We also have Texas Tech linebacker Luke Stice, two-time walk-on. He walked on at Texas Tech. And then he originally walked on with the Houston Cougars. And this kid plays with a fire lit that few can match. And again, we're going to have Dakota coming on shortly, and we're going to talk some NFL draft with the West Liberty standout and find out what makes him the guy that, you know, is coveted by a few people. And, you know, we spoke briefly last night getting ready for the show. You know, and he's already said, hey, keep the CFL option open. And he has a lot of CFL you know, characteristics in terms of his versatility. And if you're not aware how the CFL works, that roster is very coveted, like all rosters. But anytime when they call them internationals, when you're in Canada, speaking of American players, but if you're able to kind of do two things at once, that really puts a little feather in your cap. But with that said, Dakota Conwell, the standout here on the C2P. Dakota, good morning to you. Can you believe your time as a college athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think how quick that went. You know, I've been thinking that I just left high school, and I remember my freshman year out at Arizona. It doesn't seem very long ago, so I'm excited for the next chapter, though.
Nice. I mean, for you growing up, I mean, did you play Pop Warner and Pee Wee? And if you did, were you kind of like a better athlete? Obviously, you're a fantastic athlete now, but did you show those characteristics at a very early age that you just kind of had a little bit more than the other kids?
Well, you know, I have a brother that's 5 years older than me, so, you know, I started off watching him play, and I wanted to play football when I was, like, five, but my parents wouldn't let me, so I didn't start until I was eight, but, yeah, I played since I was eight, and, you know, I played baseball, basketball, ran track, you know, I just like to always play sports, and, you know, I always excelled, and I think having an older brother, that helped, because I was used to playing against older kids, and now I got moved up and stuff, so, you know, my brother helped, you know, install that, you know, toughness and, you know, that kind of puts that chip on my shoulder, you know, because he used to beat up on me when I was younger. No, I don't like to lose, man.
And what is the most competitive thing you and your brother do?
I remember when we were young, you know, we played video games, and I must have broke about anywhere between 5 and 7 controllers. And then, you know, I just play, you know, pick up basketball or my dad would throw football to us, you know, we'd do one-on-one, and, you know, he was older and bigger and, you know, better, but, you know, as I got older, you know, once I got to high school and college, then we started playing basketball one-on-one against each other, and it was finally even, so it was always fun, though.
Excellent stuff. And, I mean, kind of talk about how, I mean, you know, you arrive at Arizona and then you obviously end up playing quarterback. I mean, that's just a mind blow for a lot of people who tune into the show. You know, usually have a kid on and this is what he's done, and he's done it, you know, all 4 years at a certain school and at one position. But, I mean, not only have you played linebacker, you also are the guy on the offensive side running the offense at the QB position, and you're a dual threat. But kind of share how you, you know, what opportunities presented themselves when you were leaving high school. And what other schools, I guess, college schools, when you were leaving high school, were looking at you more, maybe more than just a linebacker?
Well, you know, my career, I've played many positions in my career, anything fullback, running back, linebacker, safety, defensive end even, you know. And I've always just kind of looked at myself as a football, you know, I love the game and I just love playing, and it doesn't matter really what it is. But and then in high school, you know, I started out as a running back and a safety, you know, as a sophomore. I started on the varsity team. And then the next year my coach said, hey, this kid could throw and he's a good athlete. You know, when I was younger, I played running back, and I sometimes would have more touchdowns than passing touchdowns than the quarterback, because we were always running those halfback cross passes. So my coach put me at quarterback, and, you know, I loved it. You know, I loved having the control of the offense in my hands and just have that responsibility, you know, the leadership role. And I always had excelled on defense, you know, because I loved running around hitting people. But mostly, you know, most schools recruited me as a linebacker. You know, I had offers from Pitt, Toledo, Temple, Arizona, and, you know, they were all on the defensive side of the ball at linebacker. And, you know, I had the aspirations to play big-time college football, so I was just going to play whatever, you know, opportunity I had to play at the biggest school, and that's what I did. And I went to Arizona and got to play as a freshman and played backer, and, you know, I enjoyed it. But when I decided to transfer, you know, I had that passion. I kind of had that chip on my shoulder to prove that, you know, I felt in high school I was one of the better quarterbacks around, and I felt like I could be a college quarterback. And so I kind of had that chip and wanted to prove to myself and to other people that I was capable of doing it. So it's kind of where my career went.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Dakota Conwell, the standout QB from West Liberty, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's available free at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio avenues for you to download and listen to it. And then also at collegetopro.com, the same avenues present themselves there. Kind of let's break this down, man. I mean, I know you're a dual threat. Obviously, we know you're an athlete. I think that's the last thing we have to confirm on the show. But, I mean, if scouts are in the film room with you, you guys are breaking down tape. I mean, what are those quarterback characteristics that you think stand out that they're going to kind of take interest you with?
You know, as a quarterback, I think my arm strength is one of my, you know, strengths. You know, I can throw the deep ball really well. I can throw the intermediate routes, you know, the deep comebacks, the outs. You know, I have the strength to make all the throws on the field. And as my career went on, you know, my footwork got better, accuracy got better, and, you know, I didn't have to rely on my legs, you know, to make plays. I was able to do that, you know, just throwing football. And, you know, I think one thing for me that, you know, scouts would like to see is I have a lot of upside. You know, I played linebacker for, you know, 2 years at Arizona. And, you know, so I've taken all that time off of playing quarterback. And then, you know, I transferred to West Liberty and I started from day one. And just the upside from camp my first semester there to the end of that season to the next spring ball, then to the next year, like to just see my progression. To me, is a lot of upside, and if I get, you know, a chance at the next level, I'll just continue to grow, because I see that, you know, the sky's the limit for me.
Yeah, definitely, and I agree with you. You sent me the highlights last night, and I was kind of devouring through those, and there's a couple nice passes, man. You really put the – I mean, you really, really nailed it. I mean, you had a corner slant pass that you just – I mean, you just dropped right into the receiver's hands in the end zone. I was like, man, that was a nice play there. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because we do pass this off to scouts, some just listening anyways, but, I mean, is there anything that possibly could go unnoticed? I mean, weight room – leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the things you did offensively at West Liberty that, you know, didn't allow you to showcase some other skills. I mean, I guess what is out there that these guys need to know about that's a big, big plus for you?
Well, I mean, one thing they need to know is just that determination I have. You know, when I put my mind to something, Like, just the fact that I was able to switch from linebacker to quarterback, that's not a very common thing. When I want to do something and given the opportunity, like, I'm going to make it happen. And that goes along with the film and the weight. So, you know, my first semester at West Liberty when I transferred, you know, I was up at 6 a.m., having long days, you know, watching film, getting in the weight room. You know, I put up some of the best numbers, you know, on my team as a quarterback, you know, in the weight room and running and all that, always finishing first in drill. So, I mean, all that goes hand in hand, just the hard work and you're going to get out of me. It's just a guy that picks up his lunch pail and just goes to work and just enjoys the process, you know, and just loves the game.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, it's a cliche question, but I have to ask it. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level, or is there anybody you kind of look and say, hey, I kind of remind myself of this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with, you know, Dak Prescott having a real big year, like a lot of my teammates, they call me Dak, you know, because of the name and stuff, and similar, you know, style quarterbacks. So I've gotten that, you know, or I guess a writer before. We had a really good tight end last year, and they would compare him to Jimmy Graham, so they'd say I was kind of like Russell Wilson. So, I mean, I guess those styles of players, because I can run and, you know, we're like similar builds and things like that.
Definitely. And this is this question here, this is just sometimes you guys do, and I don't really know how it works because all the schools are different, and I know there are some NCAA rules and whatnot, but have you had the opportunity to talk with any teams as of yet or heard any feedback from any teams?
Well, I got an agent, and, you know, he's been pretty much doing that on my behalf. He's talked to some different scouts, different teams. You know, I played in an all-star game in January, and there were scouts there. So I've been letting my agent, you know, really help me out in those regards. And I've just been, like I said, I've just been picking up my lunch pail, and I've just been working and getting myself in the best possible shape to, you know, go prove to them when I get my time that, you know, I'm able and I'll be a valuable asset to any organization that wants to pick me up.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dakota Conwell talking about getting in shape and getting to the next level. Where are you doing your combine prep at?
I train at, it's called DSI. It's out in Pittsburgh, south of Pittsburgh a little bit. I've been training there since high school, but, you know, a lot of guys have gone through there, you know, that are in the NFL now and have done their combine stuff, and guys that are, you know, actively playing come back, you know, year in and year out. So I've been training there and getting a lot of good results.
Nice. And that's with Trevor Scott, correct?
Right.
Right. So they're treating you well out there?
Yeah, man, I love it there, man. It's like a big family, and, you know, the amount of knowledge they have there on, you know, how to go about the drills, how to get in the best shape, diet. I mean, it's down to an exact science, you know, every eating, the amount of, you know, volume I'm doing on my reps, everything, man. It's a great place to work out.
Awesome stuff. And for you, I mean, in terms of height and weight right now, what would you measure in at if you had to weigh in?
I weighed in yesterday at 226, and it's a good 226. I feel as explosive as I ever have. So, you know, I'm excited to get out there and do the drills and, you know, see where this thing goes.
Nice. About 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, about 6'1", a little bit over.
Nice. That's the one thing they always nail you on every time. I mean, I haven't seen a kid yet that's come out of a weigh-in where they, you know, they always shrink you down. I don't know why they do it, but they're just so, they're so persistent at just shrinking guys down. I mean, you could be well over 6'3". They're going to put you at 6'2", but I don't know why, but scouts love to do it. Pro days and all those things coming up. I mean, West Liberty Pro Day, are you going to go to other schools that do Pro Day?
They're not going to have a do it, but they both said that they would let me in.
Oh, you know what? We just lost on who said who's going to let you in?
Oh, there's two schools around here, Cal PA. They have a pro day, and then Shepherd. So my agent, my coach, we've been talking to them about me getting in there, and it's looking good so far. So I'm also doing a regional combine in Minnesota March 4th. So those are the two things I'll be aiming for.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Dakota Conwell on his way to the NFL regional. That's a great opportunity, and obviously kind enough to join us here on the C2P. He's busy. He's training to get to the next level, and he's taking some time to talk to us so you find out what this young man brings to the table, because he'll be starting at the center for your favorite NFL team shortly. Dakota, before we let you go, we always like to throw some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, since we know Trevor and at Evolution, we just want to throw this out there. If you could switch sides and put Trevor through one of the workouts he puts you through, what workout are you going to put him through?
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to put him through a leg workout, and I'm probably going to have to get him on the prowler doing some speed, you know, interval training right there, burn him up a little bit, and then probably take him over and do some split squats, get some one leg, you know, one leg work in, and really try to burn up his CNS, you know, like they do to me.
Nice. And female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Let me narrow it down here. I don't know. I've always been a fan of Jennifer Aniston. I don't know why, but I've just watched her movies and stuff growing up, and I've always, you know, thought she would be a cool person to maybe take out for a bite to eat, even though she's a little older than me. But you know, but that's never a bad thing.
No. And she's a franchise selection. She's a pick and, you know, plug and play type prospect there. And we're not even allowed to watch Friends in my house, because you get her going and Courtney Cox. I tell my wife we can't watch it. So. But and then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He puts the themes and paints and designs the shoes. The paint job on the spikes. If you could have any of your cleats with a theme, what would you want on this?
With the theme, I think I want some Batman cleats. You know, Batman is my favorite superhero, and I like him because he don't really have a super. He's, like, real smart, real hardworking, and, you know, he figures it out. So I think that would be a cool little theme to put on the cleats.
That's you right there. I should have tweeted that right there. Real hardworking and figures it out, man. Determination. You mentioned it early, and you definitely got it, man. Hey, we appreciate you coming on. I know Trevor spoke to me earlier about you, and he was excited to get, you know, he just said, man, this kid's great. And obviously your agent passed you along, and Michael Boyer, big shout out, because he was, excited to get you here. But hey, man, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us here on the C2P.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Yep. Once again,
this has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.